Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This week's American Family Farmer program. I'm Doug Steffen here. Yes, an American Family Farmer. I run a farm in Framingham, Massachusetts. I invite people from time to time to go to the website. Well, there's nothing really special there. We raise Jersey replacement heifers. A lot of activity on the farm. I have woodlots and compost piles and things that are of practical use. Practical experiences that I had as a youngster growing up, I've sort of put them into focus, if you will, on my farm. So if you want to check it out, you can do that. I'm happy to have people look at that as I want to look at your websites as well. Send them along to me at theamericanfamilyfarmershow.com. You can hear this program every week on a lot of the same radio stations that carry the Good Day program Monday through Friday. And then, of course, there's the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. Each program starts with a number of news items from this past week. I thought the fact that the state of Illinois is trying to change the estate tax for family farm operations to be something of note. They think it's important in Illinois, and it is important all around the country to preserve family farms. So there are two new bills that have been filed with the Illinois General Assembly. Listen up. They seek to update language in the Estate and Generation Skipping Transfer Tax Act that changes how and whether it's easy or not. The Family Farm Preservation Act, sponsored by State Rep. David Kohler and State Rep. Sharon Chung. They have, and they're aiming it to get through the state Senate there as well. It raises the exemption for farm family estates from $4 million to $6 million. So we all know what happens, right, when the farmer dies and they have to pay a huge estate tax and they don't have the money, so they have to sell the land, what that does to family farms. So at least in Illinois and some other states as well, they're getting smart. Because it's important for us, if we don't get our hands around, wrap ourselves around what's happening to farmland in our country, this is, you know, it's going to be a disaster for how we produce food for ourselves. 96% of the farms in Illinois are owned by families. And the estimated average size of most of the farms in Illinois, about 375 acres. Farm operations could pull in an income ranging from $100,000 a year to $900,000 a year. But if the farm becomes an estate because of the death of the owner and operator, it could be taxed up to $5 million, even though most of these farms do way less than $1 million a year in business. And how much of it can they bring to the bottom line is another good question. So in Illinois, the number one industry is agriculture. The farmers in Illinois account for $137 billion in revenue. So the Farm Bureau leader says, quote, "What's even more amazing is that this is an industry that's made up of family farm units. Why would you want to risk that being upset by having people sell the farm to pay this, the death tax?" Which is the question. So anyway, moving the threshold up by a couple of million bucks is in line with some of the proposals. The federal real estate exemption for small businesses is actually $13 million. And they're going to, Biden has his way, it'll get dropped down because certainly there's nothing better. There's no better way than to spend a lot of your money and waste it than to grab your money at death. So anyway, that's my editorial comment about that. And I am happy to see the state of Illinois doing what is necessary to save family farms. All right, a couple of other legal items here. A couple of bills introduced that would allow the sale of unpasteurized raw milk in West Virginia. This is a good bill from my perspective. It was introduced by one of the local delegates. Actually, I think he's a farm kid, Michael Hornsby. It gives raw milk producers immunity from civil liability related to consuming unpasteurized products. The other bill before the West Virginia House is the Farm Fresh Dairy Act that would allow for the sale and consumption of homemade and farm fresh raw milk and raw milk products, which would encourage the expansion of raw milk sales. And they're finally grasping this, you can throw out what most of the public health schools teach people about raw milk. Raw milk is what most of us who grew up on the farm grew up on. And it was only because when there were a lot of farms that were associated with mills and the cows didn't get out and they got dirty and the milk got dirty and people got sick from it. But it's way overcooked, pardon the pun. It's overdone. The focus on how bad raw milk is actually much better than processed milk. But in some cases, if it isn't properly procured, that is, if the milking system isn't clean, then, you do have a problem. It made me a much better farmer. Selling raw milk on my farm, I used to sell over 100 gallons of raw milk a day, and I was much, much better. Cows were cleaner, barns were cleaner, everything was cleaner. So anyway, in West Virginia, this House bill allows the sales of unpasteurized raw milk and the products directly between the farmer and the consumer, and allows the Department of Agriculture there to register and inspect small dairies for compliance. That's fine. We used to do that. I'm all for that. Milking practices are important when it comes to selling raw milk, how clean the facilities are, the storage, all that stuff. So the bill makes it illegal for municipalities to have their regulations about raw milk. That is, individual communities cannot say, you can't sell this in our community. And that's what happens in Massachusetts. The state oversees it. Local communities got nothing to do. I think that's the way it is in most states. If this comes to pass, it'll be 27 states that allow raw milk to be served either or purchased on the farm or in some cases sold in stores. So anyway, there's a problem with the federal law. Transportation and sale of raw milk across state lines is prohibited. It's like marijuana. Most local and state health departments advise against drinking raw milk because of bacteria and viruses. Nonsense. It is. It's the complete. If it's done right. If it's not done right, they're right. But if it's done the right way, not a problem. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the American Family Farmer, continuing the news of the week. After a reintroduction to a product that I used to talk about a lot on the air, and those were the pillows and the various other things that come from MyPillow. So now MyPillow is getting sort of back into the fold. They want to thank you and everybody that has supported MyPillow over the years. They have a clearance sale going on right now and a new product sale for the best prices ever when you use promo code DS for Doug Steffen. DS, you get free shipping on your entire order as well as these fabulous prices. 50% off, for example, on the MyPillow 2.0. 50% off the brand new flannel sheets that they just have. Hey, let's see here. A deal on the six pack of towels, $29.98. You can also take advantage of free shipping on larger items. They're selling mattresses now at MyPillow and mattress covers, mattress toppers. 100% of the things that they sell are made in the USA. And these mattress covers are on sale for $99.99. Everything is on sale. The brand new kitchen towels that they have as well. Same technology as the bath towels. And then be sure to use promo code DS with the free shipping attached to it and the best prices. The entire order, promo code DS, or you can go to MyPillow.com. Again, the promo code is DS. I'm Doug Steffen with Elizabeth Miller, who works with us from Calitrin at TopLoss.com. That's their website, Calotren. It's the number one most proven weight loss system. How did it all come about?
Back in 1997, our owners created a supplement based on collagen that was good for healing. It was for arthritis. It was for sleep. Well, they noticed that it also helped with weight loss. So it turned into a weight loss supplement. Everybody Everybody was wanting to lose weight, just like today.
What's the deal for Valentine's Day?
Well, we've got two big things going on right now. We brought back our Couples Quick Start Pack, and I'm perfect for Valentine's Day. So check that out. That's not only got Calitrin, but it's also got some other supplements that target specific needs. So check that out and see if that's something that you would be interested in. And then we also, just for Calitrin alone, have our unlimited buy three, get three free.
Toploss.com is the website. Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin here to help us through our weight loss goals. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours, no questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG. With more news here on this week's American Family Farmer program. Last week we were talking about the bird flu. I didn't have time to bring you up to date on some of the outbreaks. Most of you who are in this business know that the USDA has spent $1 billion to compensate the farmers who lost their flocks and also to suppress the spread of this disease. And I say this editorially, if you shot every goose that was flying in the sky, you'd probably cut the avian flu down to next to nothing. It's really these flying monsters that drop the salmonella poison in their poop that these chickens get a hold of, and that's the end of that. So anyway, producers, growers, and integrators are very concerned about this problem. And I'm looking at the largest recipient. See, because oftentimes the government money goes to the people who don't need it. So let's see who the recipients are here. $74 million went to Jennie-O Turkey, which is a subsidiary of Hormel Foods, and they're in California. A vet there named Crystal Heath got a list of payments through public records. The other top recipients, Rembrandt Enterprises in Iowa, got $27 million. Sunrise Farms of Iowa got $25. W.G. Walbaum of Minnesota got $25 million. And Tyson's got $24 million. Why in the name of God did Tyson Foods get $24 million? They don't have one chicken to their name. They hire it done, as does Purdue. Most of the chicken processors don't have their own farms. They have the stuff grown to their specs on farms all over the country, from Pennsylvania to Maine, down into the South, the Mid-South. So the fact that they got this money is an outrage. But it kind of reminds me of the time Sonny Perdue, the ag secretary for Trump, took $8 billion of the COVID money and gave to his pals down in the Southeast, especially down in Georgia. Anyway, so that's an update on some of the news, not all of it, because there's a lot of things going on. But I wanted you to have some info to bring you up to date on things that are of interest and importance to all of us. Coming up in a moment, we're going to meet Megan Allen from JA Farms. It's a feed business, as much as I can tell. Well, you're going to find out with me in a matter of moments here, so stick around for that. Up next on this week's American Family Farmer, I'm Doug Steffen.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamgday.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roll your windows down. Baby, take my arm. I ain't hearing nothing.
Back on this week's American Family Farmer program, I'm Doug Steffen with Megan Allen, who's here from JA Farms, which is a feed business. And it isn't, I can't remember that we've had anybody on this program in the past 5-6 years that was in the feed business specifically. So, Ms. Allen, you're the farmer, you're the business owner, you and your husband and your children are in this operation. So it looks like you have a multiple source of revenue here. So how did the feed mill and the retail feed store come about if you're actually farmers raising cattle?
Yes, sir. We started the feed business primarily because we were very short on hay. It was around 2007-2008. We had had a lot of drought and just not a lot of availability for hay. So my husband and I are very involved in Farm Bureau, and we were actually at a Farm Bureau Young Farmer and Rancher National Meeting in Jacksonville, Florida, talking with other farmers, and a cotton farmer from Arkansas sitting there with us said, "Man, I wish you could use this stuff that we get out of the backside of the gin." Many guys in this area just call it gin trash. It's a byproduct. It has a little bit of everything of the cotton crop in it. And so we thought, well, we'll test it. We'll see if this is possible. It was. So we purchased our first semi truck and trailer and started hauling this gin trash. So that kind of just started the business. Then it just quickly evolved over the years. We primarily hauled byproducts, and then over time we've just slowly moved into formulated feeds for cattle, horses, chickens, goats, pigs, you name it, and then, you know, have just kind of watched it grow as other farmers have also been in the same predicaments that we've been in with feed and hay.
So why were you in that predicament? What was the bottom line as to what was going on that made it so difficult for you at that time to get the feed you needed for your cattle?
It was mostly the drought. We're like all farmers. We don't want, or ranchers as well. We don't want to feed a feed mix unless you absolutely have to, because that just cuts into your bottom line. But we had to have something. We just didn't have enough hay baled for the year to get us through until spring. And so we just had to look at an alternative source. And so that's that's primarily the reason. We just had to. It was either that or sell all the cattle that we did have.
So are you and your husband, Jeremy, both farm kids? You grew up on the farm. Is the farm you're on now a family farm?
Jeremy grew up on the farm. His family had a dairy business, and then his parents started layer houses. They built three layer houses here in Bismarck. We do not currently farm the family land. There are several children involved in that, but his uncle still runs cattle on the family land. I did not grow up a farm kid. I was a country kid, but I was not a farm kid. And I really did not, I wasn't around cattle, horses, much of anything until Jeremy and I started dating. And then fully immersed in the farming world.
Right. Well, that's it. You see, you go, you date a guy who's a farmer and you become a farmer whether you like it or you don't like it.
That's exactly right.
Indoctrination, I think it's called, as much as anything else.
Yes.
All right, we're talking about JA Farms, their feed store, the history of their farm. Lots to talk about here. You can go to their website, which is jafarmsfeed.com. And we'll continue with Megan Allen here on this week's American Family Farmer. So please stick around. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now. With 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG. Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin. The reasons for using it go on and on. One of the things that I like about it, and so do the doctors that I have on Good Day Health, is that the research that was done used science-based research.
Yeah, and you know, it works the opposite of most weight loss products. So most weight loss products are working against your body's natural processes. They are appetite suppressants. They are stimulants. They're drugs, which is why with a lot of those products, you have rebound weight gain. It can even be more than what you started out with. But when you're talking about Calitrin, it's working with your body. It's basically giving your body back what it had when it was younger, so it runs more efficiently.
What's the deal for Valentine's Day?
Well, we've got two big things going on right now. We brought back our Couples Quick Start Pack. I know, perfect for Valentine's Day. And then we also, just for Calitrin alone, have our unlimited buy three, get three free.
Toploss.com is the website. Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin here to help us through our weight loss goals.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The White House rejects the special counsel's report, which details specific issues with Joe Biden's memory. At Friday's daily briefing, White House counsel spokesman Ian Sams says Robert Hur should not have said the president is an elderly man with a poor memory.
We just reject that this is true. And I think that it does raise questions about the gratuitousness, and it raises, you know, makes you wonder why that's in there.
In other news, folks across the United States busy shopping for Super Bowl snacks, stuff to put on the grill, chip and dip, and plenty of beverages. And while the game is in play, there's been plenty of prep to keep everyone inside the stadium in Las Vegas safe. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas.
Our priority is the safety and security of everyone in attendance, and that is what we are focused upon.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. That's 800-511-6046.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Four after the hour now on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. Megan Allen is here. Quite a cheerful, lot of energy. She and her husband run the J.A. Farm feed business, which is down in Bismarck, Arkansas. We're in the state of Arkansas. I'm familiar with the big cities. Where's Bismarck?
We are south of Little Rock, if that helps you.
Yeah. So. You're close to the water then. You're not that far from the water. Right?
Correct.
Close to the Gulf? Yeah, right. Does that help you?
We're about 6 hours from the Gulf. So.
Yeah. All right. How much land do you have?
We own roughly over 400 acres, but we operate over 1,000 with the leases that we have where we run cattle and also do hay production.
Right. Okay. So, and this is stuff that you use for yourself as well as everybody else. You mentioned cotton gin trash, which is an interesting phrase. I use what we call brewer's grain. I guess we'd call it brewer's grain trash because that's what it is. After the beer process, you have leftovers. And I've mixed it with silage for years. I fed it out straight. You can't feed it out straight until they get used to it because it'll
have some negative consequences.
Yeah, right, exactly, yes. So the cotton gin, somebody came to me not long ago, and I was thinking about that, to feed, or one of the things I was looking into was the stuff that comes from the byproduct of cotton growing. Cotton seed, I think. There's cotton oil as well, isn't there? Is that getting mixed into what you're selling?
Yes. We don't use a lot of the cotton byproducts other than cottonseed hulls. We use that in a few of our cattle mixes. We primarily use soybean meal and soybean oil because that's safe for horses as well as cattle. That's a little bit more user-friendly for us, but a lot in our area use the cottonseed and the cottonseed meal and oil, yes.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's interesting. And this is, everybody probably knows this, but I'm going to repeat it just because I think maybe there may be one person out there that doesn't know that you can't feed the same thing to cows and horses in terms of this sort of thing. You can't, horses have one stomach, cows have four. And I have to keep my, I do have a few horses on my home farm, but I keep them away from the cattle feed because it's silage and it's other things that are not good for the horses. I mean, we can feed hay, can't feed baleage to them. Do you feed baleage? Do you produce any baleage on your farm for the cows?
No, we don't. We put up dry hay, and then for our cattle, they primarily get fed, mostly just the, excess from the feed mill and a little bit of distiller's grain to add a little bit of more protein. We bring in so much byproduct from the, at least two mills here in Arkansas. We have the Delta Peanut Mill in Jonesboro, and then we have Riviana in Carlisle, and we haul a lot of salvage product out of there that we bring in, and then we make a livestock pellet. We have two pellet mills that we make. Take something that's not usable by itself and turn it into a product that's more desirable and more useful.
I have a friend who runs the grain company here that I use, Ventura Grain, down in Taunton, Massachusetts, and we were talking about that and what goes into the pellets, because I get specialized pellets that are formulated. Mostly I'm raising dairy replacement heifers, so I have a special mix that I want for that. But I do, it's interesting because we also have raw feed that we get vegetables and things from grocery stores. We mix it with tofu and apple pumice. And, you know, you're chuckling, but there's lots of stuff around, right?
We've been there. When we first started our feed mill, one of the first things we brought in was a semi-load of bagged cereal from Kellogg's out of Memphis. Yeah. And my husband paid a couple of high school boys to sit up there all weekend and bust bags of cereal. And at that time, the toy was still in the bag, so they had to go through and separate all the toys from the cereal. But we would mix that with the gin trash, you know, and it was a carbohydrate. It worked, you know, and farmers can be very resourceful when the time comes for it.
Well, it depends on whether you're a dairy guy or whether you're a beef guy.
Yes.
The tofu is great for finishing off the beef. I've found that. I don't have beef cattle, but I know that the fellow who has it that I get it from is finishing a couple of hundred stock cattle that are going into market, and the tofu seems to do a great job, and so, you know, we all mix it with the vegetables. A great way to keep from having the grocery store, all these chains throw stuff out, so we might as well take it and feed it to the cows if it's good, and most of it is. It's actually pretty fresh, you know, the peelings from vegetables and the peeling like butternut squash. And the only thing I have, I'll tell you a quick story. This may have happened to you. So the last couple of years we've been feeding pumpkin and squash leftovers to the cows. And so, you know, they're in a feed lot in the wintertime. And so we scrape it up, put it in a manure pile, bring it down the field, and we spread it. So last year we had so many pumpkins growing in the cornfield, it was hysterical, actually. It didn't hurt anything. It just was, you know, you spread it. I made the mistake of putting a couple of those in my garden as well. And so, but it's a byproduct. It's something else that you can put
it
in
is.
There.
It is. And so. It works great. We actually did kind of have something similar to that happen, which is fantastic for me because since we've opened our retail location, I also sell pumpkins and gourds and mums in the fall. So, you know, I can feed my cattle and grow my own pumpkins to resell. So it works.
Nothing wrong with that. Now, you said you were a member, an active member of the Arkansas Farm Bureau. I'm very active in the Massachusetts Farm Bureau. Matter of fact, I have a Zoom call tonight with one of the committees I'm on. What is that? How does that What does that shape up like? What does that look like, you being involved in the Farm Bureau? What active things are the Farm Bureau people doing down there to enhance your relationship with each other and to in sales and dealing with government and stuff? What's the Farm Bureau like there in Arkansas?
We're very, you know, we're a very integral part of the agriculture environment here in Arkansas. We've been involved with Farm Bureau for about 20 years now. We've been members of the state YF&R. I was the chair of the Women's Committee, and then now I'm a state board member with, Farm Bureau. And, you know, they just always make sure that we have the resources that farmers and ranchers need to help, you know, the problems that are coming up, whether it's legislative or a drought or a flood or whatever it may be. Farm Bureau is just always, they're always there. You can always count on them. And that's why we have always been, always stayed members and stayed
apart. Yeah, it's important to stay active. Yeah. I don't know if you heard me earlier in the program. I was doing my news, farm news, and I was talking about a state of Illinois changing the death tax so that farmers are not forced, the families are not forced to sell the farm. Is that the sort of thing that the Farm Bureau is active in? Is that legislation and other legislation affect to you? What's important there in Arkansas?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, we're... death tax is always one, as well as beginning farmer incentives and a few other things that we've kind of been working on have been, you know, issues with our checkoffs and plant board and things like that. We're always looking at ways to help beginning farmers because, I mean, we both know that the average age of the farmer just continues to climb. And we have fewer and fewer that are coming into this, this world. And we just have to find ways to incentivize. And so we're always working with our legislature to do anything that they can to help, encourage young people to farm or to stay on the farm rather than leaving the farm.
All right, so that begs the question of who's on your staff. What do you have for family members? How is it to find help down there? Is it all English-speaking people, natives? Are you hiring a lot of people through the H-2A program? How does that shape up on your farm?
The majority of ours are locals. We do, Jeremy's dad actually works for us now, and then my stepfather is one of our truck drivers. So we have a little bit of family there. Our kids help out as much as they can. But the majority of we have about 20 employees, and the majority of them are just local Bismarck residents, that we have kind of found. We do have trouble from time to time, but we're very thankful that right now we have a great crew that help keep all of our different facets moving.
Right. Having a conversation with Megan Allen from JA Farms, the feed business down in Arkansas in Bismarck. We continue our conversation after a reminder about how to stay healthy from the folks at Calotren, Calotren. Farmers need to be healthy. We're getting into the really busy time for most farmers, and so in order to be healthy, you need to keep your weight in check. We all know we all love to eat. We all have the great stuff that we grow on our farms, and sometimes it packs on the pounds. So if you're getting ready for the season, you better go to toploss.com and see how you and your family, if there is a problem, can help themselves with weight loss that's safe. I'm Doug Steffen with Elizabeth Miller, who works with us from Calotren at toploss.com. That's their website, Calotren. Should women be more interested in this? Not necessarily than men, but is it better for women?
I know it's good for a lot of things health-wise. Like when you get over the age of 40, and now we have probably equal amounts of customers with men and women. I know women struggle with weight loss more. I think that men see results faster than women. Hormonally, we're going through a lot more after the age of 42. issue, and I think this can really be good for your body. I've heard it from customers for years now.
What's the deal for Valentine's Day?
We've got two big things going on right now. We brought back our Couples Quick Start Pack. I know, perfect for Valentine's Day. And then we also, just for Calistrin alone, have our unlimited buy three, get three free. So it's like paying half price. It's an awesome time to get on it, stock up and save. TOPLOSS.com. Or you can call us toll free with questions, 1-800-325-4366.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG, and two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now. With 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
All right, just a couple of moments left with Megan Allen. I want to congratulate you. I like your attitude. I think what you've done is fabulous. It just shows how, if you put your mind to it, you can create businesses. The world in America, especially, is a great place to start a business. Farms need to have sometimes, most of the time, extra income, and you've put your head together and have got a great farm going. I'm looking at the website, by the way, folks. It's jafarmsfeed.com, jafarmsfeed.com. So check it out. See what happens in this circumstance, and you know, maybe there's an idea. That's the whole idea of having these folks on the program, is give you ideas what you can do on your farm. It's just sometimes American ingenuity and hard work. That's what our farmers are all about, and I think it's something to tip our hat to. So, Megan, thank you for being here. Good luck to you and your husband, Jeremy, and the family at JA Farms Feed. Megan Allen here with Doug Steffen on the American Family Farmer. What's up next? My thoughts on a particular subject. We'll do that after these words. Happy to welcome back into the fold Elizabeth Miller, who is the spokesperson for the folks at Calitrin, which is the most amazing, fascinating way to take care of your weight problems that exist today. So how does that figure in to working with Calitrin?
You know, Calitrin is great for any addition to any health plan that you've got going on, whether you're trying to work out, whether you are trying to diet, maybe you're doing the meal plan. Calitrin is a health supplement that works to rebuild lean muscle tissue. And it's safe, too, even if you're on medication.
So as we begin the year, what do we have for the month of January that helps to encourage people to participate?
It's $10 off every single bottle of Calitrin, and every bottle is a month's supply. Plus, there's a free month on there, too. So you're basically buying 3 months, getting one free.
Elizabeth Miller from Top Loss from Calitrin. Find it on the web at toploss.com. Elizabeth, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Thank you.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The American Family Farmer, 53 past the hour. Doug Steffen with my thoughts on things that keep you up at night. I have plenty. You have plenty, right? We all, especially we get into the season, I think we're going to have an early spring here in Massachusetts, and I'm thinking I just bought a couple of used round balers, one of them for parts and one of them to make it work, so I'll have three crone balers. And I've actually found I've had a lot of different round balers. I don't like the new ideas. I'm not crazy. I had a John Deere. I'm not a fan of John Deere, period, but I did have a good John Deere round baler for a while until somebody came along and offered me more money than I paid for it. So that was the end of that. And then I found through my pal Donald, my farms are in Middlesex County, Massachusetts. He farms in Worcester, and we've worked together for years and years and years. So he had a baler that he got. It was a Vicon, and he liked it. And then he found this Krone baler, and I've been having a lot of trouble with the balers that I had. And so we tried the Krone, and actually it makes great bales, and I like it. So I bought another one, and then I just bought another one. So we'll have at least we'll make sure, because when things are hopping and the weather's good and we got a bale, I don't want the baler breaking down. And if it does, I get another one that I hook up to the tractor. My combo is I use an International Hydro tractor on, I use it actually, I have an 826 Hydro that I use with a small square baler. I have a 70 that I use with a round baler, and I have a 666 and a 544 hydro that I use for chopping corn. I don't need them. I don't use them for raking. I use the Massey 180. I have six of those, and I use those for raking and tedding, that sort of thing. I use the 1100s for, I have, I have four 1100s that I use, mostly for heavy stuff, harrowing, plowing, that sort of thing, although the four-wheel drive tractor is a 4270 Massey that I have is a much better plow tractor with a five-bottom plow behind it, much better than you know, using a simple, even though the 1100's been good with a five-bottom plow, you get into low land and it's a little wet and I don't want to get stuck. So four-bottom the five-bottom is great with a four-wheel drive tractor. Anyway, so thinking about how we move ahead and what keeps you up at night as you're getting ready, you know, you ordered your seeds already, you've probably ordered a lot of the fertilizers that you need. Other things that keep people up at night is what happens in an emergency. You know, one of the things I talked about earlier was how the state of Illinois is changing the death tax up a couple of million to $6 million, which is certainly much more. It's imperative that we save the farmland and save family farms. And many states and the federal government have been plain stupid about this because they're so greedy and so hungry to get your money so they can waste it. That we have been losing a lot of our farms. That's how, you know, frankly, that's how the Chinese and some of these other people that are buying up big acreages are, the land is vulnerable because of the estate tax. Nobody puts two and two together. Hello, duh. That's what it's about. So anyway, we want to keep the business going, and this is the way to do it. You know, one of the other things, I didn't ask the lady who was here from the JB Feed outfit. I wondered about agritourism down there. Because this, when my neck of the woods, agritourism is great. A lot of crowds come in. I made a decision about 12 years ago to have a lot of things, activities on the farm, and I've changed that this year. I'm not going to have any activities other than dairy, milking, selling milk, selling ice cream and that sort of thing. We've got our own brand, and we're packaging it specially this year. So because people want it, it's good ice cream, and they like the fact that we have a town, you know, that is encouraging as far as keeping the farm going is concerned, and they'll patronize the farm because of that. You know, other things that people are worried about having to do with fires on the farm, that certainly becomes a big problem sometimes in the winter. It depends on how well you're doing in the hay department. Most of the farms that I've seen over my life that have burned to the ground, it burned because the hay that was put into the loft wasn't properly cured and dried. So that happens. And plus, there's electrical outlets, the old barns, they aren't necessarily up to speed, up to code. And so you got to keep your eye on that. Lots of different things. But I think it's an exciting time of year as well because you're getting ready to get to work. A lot of the southern states are plowing and planting right now. So have a plan and stick to it. Right, the path this year for ag, I hope, is going to be better, and it very well may be. Word or two from me, word to the wise is sufficient. Hopefully you'll have a great week. We'll talk again next week on The American Family Farmer.
This program was produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Please visit bobksound.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.